Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to this episode, which is kind of going to be just like last time. This one's going to be a little bit different, and the reason I say that is because I have an email that I just received probably about 30 minutes ago that inspired this particular podcast. So this particular podcast is actually going to be about gas, and this sounds really weird, gas or SaaS. And I'm going to go over exactly what that means in just a second. But let me read this email real quick, and it'll kind of give you some background on why I decided to do this particular podcast. Okay, so this email is kind of a short one, but it's a very good message with it. And it says, "Hi, Jordan. I just purchased a Canon Rebel T5i, which is a used camera for me, and I'm brand new in photography. I've only taken a few photos with it, but I also have the opportunity to purchase a newer camera from a friend who is selling their old gear. It is a used Canon 5D Mark III, and I have the opportunity to buy that with a bunch of lenses, but it will cost a lot of money that I wasn't planning on spending. What are your thoughts on both of these cameras for a new beginner photographer, and would you go along with this purchase?" And that email is from an Alan Bronson, I believe. Alan Bronson. So Alan, this whole podcast is going to be directly devoted to just that question. Now, first of all, let me go ahead and answer your question as far as what are my thoughts about those two pieces of gear. Right now, I'm going to say it really doesn't matter about any of that. The gear doesn't matter at all. And so that's where the gas comes in, which I was talking about earlier. So what exactly is GAS? It stands for Gear Acquisition Syndrome. And what GAS usually means in photography terms is the passion or the always wanting to get new gear all the time. Got to have the newest lens, have to have the newest camera, have to have the fastest memory card. All of that stuff. That is what basically GAS is all about. And so there's a lot of people that have GAS, and it sounds so weird to say in a podcast, but there's a lot of people that have gear acquisition syndrome, where when Canon, Nikon, Sony, whoever releases a new piece of gear, they always want to get that new piece of gear. So that question got me thinking. So Alan's question got me thinking about, is the gear actually what makes a particular photo? And I'm going to go ahead and spoil this for you, and I'm going to say no. The gear that you shoot it with certainly does not make a photo. And the reason I want to back this up with, or the source I want to back this up with, is actually a URL, a link to a website that I will put down in the show notes for this particular podcast. And it's called the Top 100 Most Influential Photos of All Time. So if you have the chance to be near a computer while you're listening to this podcast, make sure you check the show notes for that URL and go ahead and give it a visit when you can. But I'm going to talk not about all 100, obviously, but I'm going to talk about the first 10. So the first 10 photos, the top 10 photos on this list, I'm going to quickly go over, I'm just going to talk about them real quick, and I'm going to give the dates of when they were taken. So the first number one photo is the Terror of War. It's a black and white photo, obviously a film photo. It was taken in 1972, and it has to deal with the South Vietnamese Air Force mistakenly dropping a load of napalm on a village. And it's just a picture of the villagers getting walking down the road, and you can see the black smoke in the background, and it's a very terrifying photo. But that photo actually conveys a lot of emotion, and it's considered one of the greatest photos of all time. Next is the Burning Monk. That one is real quickly is just a picture of a monk that is burning himself alive as far as a protest. That one's taken in 1963. The third photo is the Starving Child and Vulture. It's a picture of a starving child and a vulture that is looming behind them. Very powerful photo. I'm not saying these are all the best photos in the world as far as the picture quality or anything like that, but these are the most impactful photos of all time. We have the number four, the Lunch Atop a Skyscraper, taken in 1932. And that's just a group of men working on a tall, very tall building, having lunch on a skyscraper beam. We have Tank Man, which is number five, taken in 1989. Number six, we have The Falling Man, and that was taken in 2001. Number seven is Alan Curdy, I believe that's the name. It was taken in 2015. Number eight is Earthrise, and that was taken in 1968. Number 9 is the Mushroom Cloud over Nagasaki, and that was taken in 1945, obviously, because that was when the war started there. And then number 10 was V-Day in Times Square, and that was taken in 1945. So those are the top 10 photos on this list that were taken that are the most influential photos of all time. Now, the reason I bring this up is because gear had no part in any of these photos. And the reason I say that is because almost all of these, minus maybe one or two, were probably taken with a very old film camera that we would probably never use today. And they were just the photo is actually the concept, the subject, the timing, all of that stuff actually makes that photo. So when you think about the most powerful photos of all time, the best photos of all time, obviously everybody has their personal favorites of their favorite photographer nowadays, or maybe an old photographer that did really great work. But again, the gear really doesn't matter. The subject of the photo, the capturing of the photo, the timing of the photo, where you are when you took these photos, what skills you needed to get this exact same photo that you had in your mind, all of that mattered, not what kind of camera you had with you at the time, or not kind of camera you have the opportunity of buying. So that is kind of something that I wanted to talk about as far as the gear acquisition syndrome goes. But now let's talk about SAS. So SAS is sort of like the opposite of gear acquisition syndrome. SAS, instead of being gear acquisition syndrome, is skill acquisition syndrome. So if you have the opportunity of getting new gear or getting a new skill, I would certainly go to getting a new skill. The gear is going to fail you at some point. The gear is going to be obsolete at some point. But the skills that you retain, the learning that you keep, is going to be the main thing that keeps you coming back and learning and developing your photos, and not just buying a new camera that can take 20% better photos or 10% better photos. Yes, some may have better low light quality or something like that, and obviously that does matter depending on what type of photography you're doing. But at some point, the gear goes away. At some point, the lens that you're using, even though it is important, at some point it goes away. What I would rather learn is how to take a photo and edit it a certain way, how to develop a scene, how to think about a scene more clearly, and then quickly turn that into a different type of photo that you didn't start out with. I mean, you may be like compositing or something like that. That's why on Sleek Lens, that's why we have a lot of courses on there, and we're developing more and more, because the skills are actually what is more important, not the gear. So that's what this podcast was all about Alan's email. To answer that in a very long podcast, Alan, I would not go for the new gear. I would start learning your skills, especially if you're just a photographer, a new photographer, I should say. Especially since you're a beginner photographer, learn your new skills on the camera that you have, and maybe think about buying a course or doing something that would help you learn more skills instead of getting new gear that you probably won't ever use most of the features on there. So that's what I would recommend. I know everybody else has their opinion, but that is what I would recommend when it comes to just starting out in photography. So if you guys want to have your question featured here on the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast, make sure you email your question to jordan@sleeklens.com. And I will look through all those submissions, and maybe your photography question will be featured here on the podcast. So to go along with this kind of theme here, I don't usually do this on the podcast, but I do want to feature a actual blog post we have over at Sleek Lens, and that is a photographer spotlight. I read through this article, and it's really amazing, especially the images that are on the particular post. They're really, really awesome. And the photographer spotlight is actually for a photographer named Amanda Diaz. And the photos on here are just so unique. So different from the types of photos that you would typically see. They're just really great photos. They're all mainly portrait photos. So if you're really into portraits, really into very unique portraits as far as posing and editing and staging and hair and makeup and all that kind of stuff, this is a really good post to look over. So I'm going to link that in the show notes as well, so you guys can take a look at that as well. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this week's podcast. Don't forget to use the coupon code SLEEKLENSPODCAST to get 10% off anything on the Sleek Lens store. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next podcast.